There is a word from the Lord. I believe the Lord has given us a word for somebody sitting right here today from a very familiar passage today. St. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. St. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Thank you for standing. St. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. You know, a lot of times, family, you need to go right here for the message on Sunday. But that's not what God wants. You look at it, you read it, you study it, you pray about it, you meditate on it. Nothing will happen. Amen. Amen. St. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Let's read together today. Ready? Let's read. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Let's read it again. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You may be seated. And just for a few minutes today, we'd like to speak from the subject, first things first. First things first. Let us pray. Father, it's again that we bow before thee. We just want to say thank you for the privilege of being able to say a word again. Lord, not only bless here today, but bless all around the world. Thank you, Father, for your word that's going out right now. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your spirit today. Your spirit. Your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Look at your neighbor and repeat after me. First things first. Amen. First things first. First of all, family, these are the words of Jesus. This text is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, and we must declare, number one, that these are the words of Jesus. And when you start, when you look all the way back, when you go all the way back to verse 3, of Matthew chapter 5, the Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And if you notice, that scripture is in red. And anytime we find scripture in red, who's talking? So it starts at verse 3, amen, and Jesus is talking, and that solidifies that these are the words of Jesus. Now, if you're still there in St. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1, the Bible is teaching here that great multitudes were following him. The Bible says in the first verse of St. Matthew 5, and seeing the multitudes. So many, 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 no telling how many hundreds and how many thousands of people were following Jesus at this time and listening to his words. Amen. And I just believe in my mind, in my spirit, that there were believers as well as unbelievers trying to get a word from the Lord. And Jesus is giving these believers and unbelievers words from that very famous script, that very famous sermon called the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. And right here, church family, Jesus is giving some life lessons. He's giving some life lessons, some lessons that will change people's lives. Amen. And you know something, church family? Whenever you get a life lesson, it can change your mind. It can change your life. It can change your spirit altogether. Yeah. Amen. And you know, when we get a word from the Lord, it's going to always be for the better. Whenever we get a word from the Lord, it's always for the better. Amen. And it's good when we look at ourselves being transformed because of the word of God. Amen. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 still says, and be not conformed to this world, but it says to be ye what? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the renewing of your mind. Amen. That ye may prove, that ye may prove, red circle around prove, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. And if you have a red circle around that word prove, it really says a lot, because listen, when God transforms your life and proving is working in your spirit, listen, you will prove some things. And you know something, when you prove things, Brother David, you're simply saying, listen, I'm going to allow some things to happen, some things I won't. I'm going to allow some things to happen, some things I won't. Amen. I will approve of some things and some things I won't. Amen. Amen. When you think about that word prove, it means to be able to discern, be able to see the word, be able to see what the Lord wants you to do, be able to see how he wants you to live. Amen. It's when you think of that word prove, it's like saying in your mind, I'll be able to refuse some things because they're wrong. And I'll be able to go on with other things because they're right. Does that make any kind of sense at all? I'm talking about first things first. First things first. And in our text today, church family, Jesus is giving some spiritual nuggets. He's giving some spiritual nuggets that will help all of his followers to be able to settle the question on priority. Amen. And you know, every now and then we need to be able to settle questions as it relates to priorities. Am I right about it? And don't you know, church family, whenever you become a believer,
You're different from an unbeliever. I'm talking about priorities now. I'm still talking about priorities. Whenever you become a believer, you are different, amen, from an unbeliever. Amen. An unbeliever has different priorities. Amen. And they look down the road and say, well, I want to just be comfortable. That's my number one thing. That's my number one thing in life. I just want to be comfortable. I want to be able to have a whole lot of money. I want to have a good job, and I want to have a lot of money. Amen. That's an unbeliever's mind as it relates to priorities and setting priorities, number one, number two, number three. And some of them even say in their mind, well, listen, I want to be one that will dress good. I want to be able to have my little three-piece and my little shoes and my little bow tie and my little dress that I got over at Penny's and Sears on sale. I want to be able to still be one that when I walk, they look at me. I want to carry fashion to my grave. I want to carry fashion to my grave. Is anybody in the house with me today? Amen. But whenever you let Jesus come into your life, whenever you allow the Lord to come into your life, guess what? Your priorities will change. Can I say that again? When you let Jesus come into your life, your priorities will change. Amen. Amen. If you came to a crossroad in your life, I won't say if, but when. Amen. You know that. You know, wouldn't it be good if you were able to call Jesus? We're talking about believers and unbelievers, and especially unbelievers. And you could ask Jesus, wouldn't it be good if you could just get out your cell phone, that iPhone or whatever kind of phone you got. Get on that phone and call Jesus and ask him a question. Jesus, this is Brother Mario down here at Mount Moriah. And I got a question that I want to ask you today, okay? Come on. Jesus, I want to ask you, what will it take to make the rest of my life? What will it take to make the rest of my life be the very best it can be? Huh? Jesus, I've been having that question in my mind for a good while. Will you let me know? Let me know what you think. What do you think Jesus would say? What do you think Jesus would say? I'm glad you asked, because I won't tell you what I think he would say. I think he'd say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Can I say it again? Seek ye first. I think he would be saying to you and to me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. Church, if you put your priorities in order, then your life will be in order. Can I say it again? If you have your priorities in order, then your life will be in order. But on the other side of the coin, if your priorities are out of place, if your priorities are not right, then your life. Your life won't be right. Family, make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. Jesus wants to be first. He wants to be first in your life. He wants to be first. He wants to be first every day of your life. He wants the first day of every week. Did you hear what I said? What's the first day of every week? Amen. I'm not in here by myself. He wants the first day of every week, not just every now and then, but the first day of every week. He wants the first part of every paycheck. He wants the first part of every nickel you get. Amen. Amen. If you really want to be blessed, I dare you to be obedient in your giving. I dare you. I dare you. Listen, you cannot give like the Lord says give and not be blessed. If you give like the Lord said do and you are not blessed, then Malachi 3:10 is lying. And God cannot lie. Have I got any witnesses in here? He wants to be, listen, he wants to have the first Sunday of every week. He wants the first part of your check. Amen. And guess what? Jesus doesn't want to be the runner-up. They have that in pageants. Amen. Miss runner-up number one and runner-up number two and runner-up number three. And the winner is so-and-so. He doesn't want to be runner-up. He doesn't want to be VP at anything you got going in your life. Because you know VP is vice president. Amen. It's not the main one, but he or she stands second in command. Am I right? Amen. If the president's out, then the vice takes over. Am I right? But Jesus doesn't want to